what exactly kind of bruising does she have? And what's the spectrum of bleeding issues that you see with ibrutinib?
So significant bleeding is relatively rare, really about 3% to 5% on most of the trials now. Certainly, it's higher in people who are on aspirin or on blood thinners. Notably, warfarin is contraindicated with ibrutinib, but you know there are still people who are on a DOAC for DVT or for atrial fibrillation or something like that. Mild bruising you see in almost everybody with ibrutinib. So this patient tells me that she will develop bruises on her, usually her upper extremities, sometimes even when she doesn't remember bumping them. But if she definitely runs into something, she knows she'll get a bruise there. That's usually what we see. And while it can be a little unnerving to the patients at first, over time they get used to it. It's not dangerous. I have seen a few people where the bruising is quite significant and have stopped for bruising in a few people. Significant bleeding is a lot more rare. Now, for anybody who has significant bleeding or bruising that is pretty bad, I often will take them off and not restart just because we do now have other options.
And you also mentioned she had joint pain. Again, what kind of problems did she have, and what's the spectrum that you see in terms of arthralgias?
Yeah, so her joint pain is relatively mild. It tends to move around, which is what we typically see with ibrutinib. So sometimes people will have knee pain. Other times it'll move to the elbows or the shoulders. But most people can tolerate it, sometimes with Tylenol. We usually tell people to try to avoid NSAIDs just because of the bleeding risk. If people have been on ibrutinib for a little while, don't have any bleeding, I will tell them they can take an NSAID from time to time for the joint pain. I've also had some people where the joint pain was a little bit more significant and really interfering with their activities, where I've tried low-dose prednisone, which works very well. Many times you can do a week or two of 10 to 20 milligrams of prednisone a day. And for some people, that resolves it completely. Some people, you have to repeat that every 6 months or so. If people require more than that, or if it's really limiting their activities, though, I would consider switching treatment.